Any other public comment on this?
Yes. This is just to amend the quarterly user cost because it was wrong the first time in the paper.
Right. So it's the quarterly user fees that's being amended with this. Anything else?
Motion to close the public hearing.
Motion.
Second.
Motion by Jared, second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. Next up, we have, we'll go into our regular meeting.
Oh, you're all set.
Thanks for coming. You dropped a piece of paper.
You're more than welcome to stage for the remainder if you'd like.
Yeah. You don't have to leave.
He's going to go drive through around some circles. He's looking for roundabouts.
Find a roundabout nearby. There's plenty of seats.
Yeah. Have a good one.
You too.
We have minutes from August 5th and August 20th to be accepted.
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. Correspondence, we received a letter from the town justices suggesting to hire Kelsey Dees as part-time court clerk, town clerk. Greene County Resolution number 274-25 as amended, budget amendment and establishments of paramedic candidate training award. Continuing business. Doors?
I notified the contract, the door supplier and the contractor to get with each other and set up with Mark when's best to do it because I want the least amount of
disruption.
Yep. And then other continuing businesses discussing the all paid agreement for the code office.
For the code office. I'm fine with that. What was it? Two readers, right?
Yeah, well, I figured one for the clerk and one for upstairs.
Yeah.
Because now Liz will be able to take credit card payments also.
Liz, are you okay with that? Did you look into that program?
She doesn't know.
Nobody gave me any information. Nobody gave me any information. What is it?
It's the all pin. It's the credit card machine.
So you want to give Liz the information, let her look at it, we can prove it at the next meeting then?
Sure.
I don't want her to prove it without it. You okay with that, Liz?
Yes, fine.
All right, so we'll table that. Hi, Dawn. We're just about done.
Come on.
Any other continuing business? I think Pocket Park update, the permit was submitted.
That guy no longer works for the state. No. So the person that
Chuck?
You had his send the email to, so I sent it to the appropriate people that needed to go to originally.
But we're on the right course.
Correct. So she was the person I was dealing with. And Caro,
okay.
They're going to submit it to the state, and then it's going to take a little bit, and then they'll reply back either email or piece of mail will be sent to the town hall.
All right.
So that's really good with them.
I didn't know he left.
She said he hasn't been there in a while. I said, oh, okay, I wonder why we didn't hear back. So.
All right. You thought
better of it.
Yeah. I have one question. So the public hearing is closed. Mm-hmm. When would the board make a resolution on this matter?
The 17th.
17th?
At our next meeting.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Thank you.
Yep. New business. Authorization of a fireworks display at Rip Van Winkle Golf Club on Saturday, September 13th at approximately 9 p.m. for a celebration.
Motion.
Motion by Brian, second by JR. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion's carried. We do have an add-on from Ted. Liz, are we good to go with this? Because I didn't see.
I put it on the website.
Okay. So we have a resolution for an abandonment of a road, Sunrise Avenue, whereas the town board hereby abandons a portion of Sunrise Avenue that is unmaintained by the town. Hey, Sean. And has not been traveled or used as a highway for over 6 years, said portion being all of Sunrise, commencing at the distance of 264 feet from County Route 23B and running in the southerly direction, and whereas the town board further directs the town attorney to draft a quit claim deed conveying any interest the town may have in said abandoned roadway to the adjoining landowner, Albany Medical Center, and give authority to the town supervisor to sign all papers effectuating said agreement claim conveyance.
Motion.
Motion by Dawn.
How does that affect the one house that's there?
That's right.
It's within 264 feet, stays within our CHIPS inventory, so we're responsible up to that house.
To the driveway?
Yep.
Okay.
Just past the driveway a little bit.
I just want to make sure we don't cut somebody off or whatever.
Nope. And he and Ted went over this with Sean, and Sean's okay with it.
Perfect. It's not all the vehicles. Is it the property management company that one?
Nope, it's
when we had the drainage issue, we had to go through that other.
Yeah, there's a lot of hands in this one.
Okay. I'll make a motion.
And I mean a lot. Dawn's already got the motion.
Yep, I'll second.
Oh.
Second by Brian. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion is carried. All right.
You know what that is, JR?
We did receive another application for the court clerk, so I would like to table that until the judges interview the other applicant and then submit another letter to us. Everybody all right with that?
Yep.
Yes.
All right. Other than that, I think that is the official agenda. I do have something that, as we are nearing budget season, we need to decide raises for non-union employees so Kirsten can put numbers in and start working on that. So I don't know if the board is thinking.
Don't when they submit their budget request, don't they put in it?
This is for town hall.
Right. Code would have theirs in there when they submit their budget request.
Yeah.
Okay. No, usually we see their request and then we decide what we're going to do. But right.
Does the town board want to...
I think you mean for elected officials? That's what you're asking.
Oh, elected. Yeah. No, I think all part-time elected should forego. Is my personal opinion, but that's up to you guys.
Yeah. No, that's fine. We could tell her to just to plug in a zero for now. There wasn't anything else. And does anybody want to do training? The training in the city? Because that's not in the budget. I'm keeping my budget line the same. It's
February, right?
Usually yes, the week school is out.
President's Day weekend.
Yeah.
Jesse's birthday.
It's a good time. You do learn a lot, and it's good networking. But it's something, if you want, we can put the money in there.
I think we should put it in there just because I was thinking about it too, and I've never checked it out, and you and Liz both came back with a lot of good information. Yeah.
I know you can't, right, because of work.
Well, yeah, because I go to another conference during that same
time. Yeah. All right, so we could budget for two.
Let's put it in there, and we'll decide if we can leave it or not when we start breaking out the red pad.
And we are going to forego a capital project this year, right, because we're done with the one that we had, which was the roofs for highway. What else did that cover? The back wall, the windows.
The back wall, the highway, the windows.
I think we should... wait until we get the Champlain money coming in and see what we can actually use that for instead of borrowing money.
Yep.
Kirsten came up with that idea, and I think it's great.
Brilliant idea.
Well, we talked about it once before.
Yeah. So. Right. Anything else?
We'll have our figures. We're going to have our final union ambulance meeting next Thursday.
Okay.
I was going to send you an email once they give me a time. And we're going to just solidify it so they can vote on it.
Perfect.
They were in acceptance of our offer for the 3-year pays and grades, and they accepted our offer for longevity.
Good work.
I am still concerned we have not been contacted by the highway union.
Jack and I talked last week. Apparently they have a new union rep, and they're trying to catch her up to speed on all the, because I guess a bunch of unions contracted.
Is that CBSEA?
No, highway is.
I don't know if they are or not.
Liz, do you know what highway union is?
Yeah, I do.
CSEA, right?
I think so.
Yeah, that's true. They got a new as of today.
But a lot of them come in the other day. So it had something to do with that.
But Jack said she's a new rep for this area and she's trying to get caught up on all the contracts before we start.
She represents two of the county agencies too.
Okay.
So
just got a hands full.
Yeah.
But hopefully we can at least have a meeting.
Dan was very happy with how it went. He said it was one of the easiest negotiations the town's done in a long time. And the ambulance employees are very thankful for that we support them the way we do.
Well, we're thankful for them coming to work and being professional and doing the job every day, every shift.
Yeah. Well, but they're all nervous too because of what's going on at county level, so a lot of them don't know. They'll be happy to have a 3-year agreement. And yeah.
We're still running shop.
Yeah.
Depending on whatever they do.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. They're still our employees, and we have to take care of them. All right. Anything else?
Unrelated to the town board, but related to town residents, is our village project that's going on in front of the post office on Main Street. Is it true that it's going to take 2 years?
Three.
I have not heard any time.
Is it? Okay.
I don't know.
Because our village roads are awful, aside from that. And in my brain, I'm thinking people are probably going to wait until that's done before anything gets done, and that's just going to make things that much worse.
So. No, so when they're done with that section, it's full restoration, and then they're moving up.
Okay, so it will wait then until that's done before anything else gets done. Okay.
Yeah,
I've already, it's not hooked up yet, but they've already put a new water line in my building, and it's ready to be hooked up, so...
It is going a lot slower than what they anticipated because nobody really knows what's underground.
I was about to say.
Some cool stuff,
they
actually.
They dug things up, filled it in,
yep.
Dug things up, went back. Yep. I'm like, how many times are you going to keep digging things up? It's like they're going backward.
Yeah, and I've been on site a couple times where, oh, that's a retired gas line. We hope.
Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot of utilities.
There's
really
roads.
They found the original
water lines in there and everything.
They found the original wooden water line.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Your father told me you got a piece of that.
Yeah, that's funny.
Awesome. And then the bricks that they paved Main Street with are normal bricks. They're twice as thick as a normal brick.
Right.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Do we know where they came from?
The brickyard
here. They're all stamped Catskill.
Okay. They're all Catskill.
Not all of them, but I would say probably 3/4 of the ones you pull out are stamped Catskill.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. We're just going to have to keep that in mind for when they get up to our area.
Access to town hall.
Access to town hall.
Did we get to turn the lead line?
Through the back, yeah. No, that's not a lead line.
You're going to want to open that front
post
door.
Office is a total inconvenience. I mean, I parked down on Green Street and walked up. And it really doesn't matter where I go because every time I wash my car,
yep.
I end up with like 1.5 inches of dust on it, no matter where I park, because it's all over the place.
You go to the post office a lot.
Yeah, I do. Every day. I have a nice business.
I spend a little bit of Paleville.
No, I should. I just don't like that left-hand turn out of Old Kings Road.
My mother just uses the Leeds post office.
This is true.
The Leeds one is very convenient.
Yeah.
Right. Last thing I got is our bridge on Pennsylvania Ave. Everything's ready. We're just waiting for a bridge. The one that they thought was going to be delivered by the end of August. Unfortunately, the people that were renting it, they still need it. So now they're fabricating a new one.
Better yet.
Is it going to be done in time for our permit?
So our permit was... The original permit was 30 days. We got an extension, so we're 60 days, but that's only for work that's being done in the creek bed itself. We are outside of that scope, so the permit no longer pertains to what we're doing. Everything was done. Sean got everything done.
Relatively quick.
Very quick. You know, his guys, again, they do what they can as best as they can, and it's a heck of a crew that we have out there.
Now we're just waiting for the bridge.
Yeah.
Do they need a crane to set that? Is that how that works?
Yeah, we will be renting a crane.
Get that 40-ton one from Benson.
Yeah. Might be a little overkill.
Yeah, maybe.
Anything else? Liz, am I forgetting anything?
Oh, just one quick thing. If you noticed in Kirsten's email, if any of your departments that you report to haven't turned in their budget yet, just let them know that they're overdue.
You want to meet Thursday? We meet on Thursday on that?
Yeah. Yeah. Mark's is easy, though.
Yeah, no. We did that, last year? 20 minutes.
Okay. Any reason for executive session?
Not that I know of.
Right. Motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Motion by Jared, second by Dawn. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carried.